KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear sunny skies and your current temperature at 56 degrees. We look for sunny skies today with a high near 82 and south-southeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. The Iowa State Patrol reports a Shenandoah man was injured in a motorcycle accident in Clark County late Friday night. At 11.05 p.m., 48-year-old Rodney E. Allely of Shenandoah was traveling southbound on Highway 69 on his Harley-Davidson motorcycle when he swerved to miss a deer in the road. Allely lost control of the cycle and was ejected during the crash. Allely was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Unity Point Hospital in Des Moines for treatment of unknown injuries. Troopers stated Allely had an odor of alcohol and an open container of alcohol was found in the saddlebag of the cycle. Three Red Oak men were arrested on Friday night after a verbal altercation at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Red Oak. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports they received a call about the altercation at 10:07 p.m. on the fairgrounds involving several individuals. After investigation, deputies arrested three individuals for public intoxication, 31-year-old Craig Allen Williams, 24-year-old Roland Charles Chapin III, and 28-year-old Robert Richard Fate, all of Red Oak. All three individuals were taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Malvern man late Friday night. At 11:12 p.m., officers were called to 711 North 5th Street in Red Oak for a possible violation of a no-trespass order. Upon investigation, officers arrested 35-year-old Cale Hardman of Malvern for violation of a no-trespass order. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County on Friday arrested William Scott Davis of Corning on numerous drug charges. Davis was taken into custody on three counts of possession with intent to deliver on certain or real property and three counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. He was being held in the Adams County Jail. Officials with the Atlantic High School are warning area businesses and residents about a phone scam. According to AHS Principal Heather McKay, someone identifying themselves as Amy from AHS is calling, asking businesses to renew their advertising with regard to a poster. McKay says that person is not from the Atlantic High School or authorized to act on behalf of the school, and the caller is trying to perpetuate fraud. Residents of Carson were asked yesterday to boil their water used for consumption until further notice. The city issued the boil order Friday morning when a chlorine pump malfunctioned at the city's water plant. You can find more information by contacting Carson City Hall at 712-484-3636. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic reports that in the next few weeks, motorists will see crews working at the intersection of U.S. 59 and U.S. 6 near the new Riverside High School. The Iowa Department of Transportation will begin installing a four-way stop at the intersection, complete with signs, stop signs, flashing beacons, rumble strips, new pavement markings, and pre-warning signs. The work is scheduled to be completed July 28th, weather permitting. The Iowa DOT has been working with the Riverside School District and the architect the last several years to improve safety at the intersection. One of the changes the group developed was moving the entrance into the school to line up with westbound U.S. 6 and installing the four-way stop. The new four-way stop is being installed prior to the beginning of the school year to allow motorists to become more familiar with the new safety feature. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. As in all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and wear seat belts. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies on Thursday afternoon arrested a man wanted on a Montgomery County warrant for theft in the second degree. 46-year-old Bradley Jean Adolphson of Emerson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. A suspect in a pair of armed robberies in South Dakota's Brookings County has been arrested in Iowa. The U.S. Marshals Service Northern Iowa Fugitive Task Force says 28-year-old transient James Harris was arrested without incident Thursday in Sioux City. Brookings County authorities allege that Harris and four others forced their way into two rural residences on June 15th and robbed victims at gunpoint and knife point, taking an undisclosed amount of cash. Harris is the last of the five to be arrested and charged. Harris was awaiting extradition to South Dakota. The National Cattle Congress plans to appeal a judge's ruling that says the Sac and Fox tribe of the Mississippi and Iowa can foreclose on Cattle Congress property. The organization has asked the judge to reconsider his ruling and will take the case to the Iowa Appeals Court if necessary. The tribe's attorney says he is resisting the motion for reconsideration. At issue is a 1995 agreement in which the tribe, also known as the Meskwaki Tribe of Tama, provided a $9.1 million line of credit to support the Entertainment and Fairgrounds organization, which was undergoing bankruptcy or reorganization. Interest and non-payment have boosted the amount to around $14 million. The tribe filed in May of 2014 to foreclose on the Cattle Congress assets. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission approved one of two requests for hardship payments Thursday for those impacted by the downsizing of the greyhound racing industry in the state. The commission approved $30,000 for Richard Barrett, who says he couldn't find a job making what he lost working video equipment at the Council Bluffs Greyhound Track. They voted against any payment to Devana Haverty, who said she lost her job at her parents' kennel and the money she had counted on to pay for college. Commissioner Jeff Lamberti says that they examine each case individually.
We have to look at, you know, what was in the legislation, which wasn't a lot with respect to hardship, quite frankly, and then we came up with rules about that. And what we were really looking at primarily was like the first case, where somebody who lost their job and no other opportunities, skills that weren't easily transferable to another industry. And that's why I think we approved that hardship claim. It was directly related to it.
Lamberti says there appeared to be less of a hardship in Haverty's case.
When I personally looked at the other situation, I think there was opportunity to go out and find another job from the time it closed. She's young. I mean, she can go get a job like any other kid would. And while it's admirable to want to go to college debt-free, I'm just not sure that's the job of the commission or the intent of that hardship fund.
The casinos that operated the Greyhound Tracks in Council Bluffs and Dubuque are paying into a fund to handle the hardship cases with the maximum payment of $100,000.
I think as we've gone through these and we tried to send the message that, you know, we're going to set a pretty high threshold in terms of that hardship. We've had people that initially filed and then withdrew where they had a job opportunity and they chose not to take it. Well, that's not a hardship.
Lamberti says Barrett's case was a good example of how someone was directly impacted by the closing of the track.
He got a job, but it was substantially lower than what he'd done. It wasn't in his field, and so he had a real hardship. And we wanted to set the bar kind of high because we couldn't probably logistically handle 500 claims.
He says each person making a claim has to fill out the proper supporting paperwork.
Our field staff goes out and investigates each one of the claims, interviews them. If there appear to be gaps in information, documentation, they get it. And then they write up a full report for the commissioners.
Claims had to be filed by June 30th to qualify for any payment. There were 20 claims submitted, with the commissioners approving four, including Barrett's claim. Five claims have been denied, two were withdrawn, and the rest are pending. The commission has approved a $100,000 payment, a $50,000 payment, and two $30,000 payments. The agreement reached by legislators and approved by the governor closed the Council Bluffs Greyhound track and shifted the management of the Dubuque Dog track away from the casino there to the Greyhound Racing Association. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Daryl D. Jack Slama, age 85, of Griswold, died July 9th at home. Memorial services for Jack Slama will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Roger Allen Kanan, age 59, of Ankeny, died July 9th at Iowa Methodist Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Roger Kanan will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. here today at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Asher W. Casperbauer, the 7-month-old son of Jed and Stephanie Casperbauer of Dedham, died on Tuesday at the Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Asher Casperbauer will be held today at 1 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has the arrangements. Jay Hoogeveen, age 84, of Grizzled, died July 3rd at his home. Celebration of life service for Jay Hoogeveen will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Grizzled Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Grizzled has arrangements. Dwayne Anderson, age 81, of Atlantic, died July 9th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Dwayne Anderson will be held today at 3 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.